Hey, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. Today we're talking about how to find legitimate work from home jobs. Stay tuned. All right. What's going on, guys? Today I want to talk about legitimate work from home jobs. Work from home jobs come in all kind of different forms. So you find all kind of opportunities out there, stuff in envelopes, data entry. You find remote regular jobs, right? There's quite a few of them out there. Usually that's a high paying job, 70, 80, $100,000 jobs per year. But typically you have to be a specialist in something. Sometimes you have to find yourself coming in. Maybe once or three times a week. I was just talking to one friend of mine who actually has to go into New York City. I live in New Jersey. I don't commute, I don't go to a job or anything like that, but I have friends who do, right? And he has to go in at least three times a week. It takes a train from a place here called Metuchen to New York City, probably about 40 minutes ride, 30 to 40 minutes ride. But he was complaining about how the train never keeps the schedule, and that affects the review and their ratings and things like that at work. So work at home jobs, okay, it's a wide spectrum from a real job to running your own business. And the part I'm going to focus on today, obviously, if you've been following me, is owning your own business, owning your own services, owning your own sales and marketing platform. And the ones that I recommend is the one I refer to as living money. Okay, there's non-living and there's living money. Okay, living as in LIVING. Living money is money that lives on way beyond when you stopped working. Okay, residual income, if you will, passive income, if you will, right? You do some work, but then the reward is ongoing, way beyond the point that you stopped working. Most of the work at home jobs you're gonna find out here, like stuffing envelopes, data entry, and things like that, are one time, and they are non-living money. In other words, they are dead money. Okay, it's either you have dead or you have living money. These are dead money. In other words, once you stopped working, once you stop, the money stops. Okay, if you stuff envelopes or you do data entry for 8 hours, they pay you for 8 hours, maybe $15 an hour. 8 times 15, what is that? That's about $120, right? I think, yeah, actually, no, yeah, about $120, right? And then minus taxes, and then no money comes in after that day, right? That money comes in that you made, that you earn for the work done in that moment in time. That's called dead money. So when it comes to looking for legitimate work at home opportunities or jobs, whatever you want to call it, it doesn't matter. The name, I mean, words only have meanings that you attach to it anyway, right? So whatever you want, make sure it's living money. Make sure it's living money, meaning you do work. Make sure there's royalties to be made. Make sure there's money to be made long beyond the point that you've actually worked. Okay, so that's something I wanted to share with you today. Now, I have a work at home opportunity that I capitalize on that pays me anywhere from $5 to $10,000 per month, and I want to share with you. Okay, it costs $1 to get started. When you decide to opt in for my training, so I have a free class that I run on how to generate free leads, how to generate free traffic to your website, to your opportunities, and things like that. Once you decide to register for that class, one of the first few bonuses that I give you is access to the same work at home opportunity that I use to make $5 to $10,000 per month, hands off. Okay, when I say opportunity, I mean opportunity and not a job. Okay, in other words, I don't have to do anything. The money just comes in. Yet I've done some things in the past, right? But the money just comes in every month, $5 to $10,000. Okay, depending on the production that's going on in the team, or it depends on a few things, but that's something you will learn once you get on the inside. But all it takes is just $1 to get started. And you can check that out simply by go through the link and below that you see in the description box, or the link that you see on the screen, olatalks.com/mastermind. It's one of the few first bonuses that I give to you when you decide to register for my free class. So with that being said, I know that there's a mindset behind the dead and the living money, and I want to talk about that a little bit. Okay, the mindset of an average human being. An average human being are the bottom 97% of mankind, okay? The way they think is very little, okay? They're only thinking about the moment. They don't think about the future. They're only stuck in what's going on in the moment. They're not worried about what's going on in the future. It's just the way they think, okay? And it's the bottom 97% of mankind. It's just the way it is, okay? You and I cannot do anything about that. And we should stop trying to do anything about that. Now, what you can do something about is you, okay? You can control how you perceive the world, how you perceive income coming into your life, how you perceive your lifestyle, how you perceive the control you have over your lifestyle, how you perceive how you can be a source of blessing to other people around you. Because at the end of the day, making money is not just about you. It's about your children. It's about your loved ones. It's about being in a position to be able to help your loved ones, okay? So when people tell me, well, money does not buy happiness, I laugh. I just chuckle because that's the little mind. That's the little mind. That's that bottom 97% way of thinking. That's that dead money way of thinking. If there's an obstacle or there's a challenge today, they're stuck in that, right? If there's and that's why you see people come online and then they search for things like legitimate work from home with no startup fee. They're thinking about the money they're about to lose in that moment in time, right? They're thinking about the giving that's inevitable that we're all going to give anyway. Here's the difference. It's either you're going to give it up or something's going to take it away from you, okay? That's just life, okay? That's life and business. So, but if you don't pay attention to understand that giving is inevitable, either you do it voluntarily or involuntarily, if you don't pay attention to that, then when it gets snatched away from you, that, you know, you lost all sense of responsibility of giving in the first place. When the money gets snatched away from you, you're caught up in a quagmire and you're shocked. And this is the problem that people go through, okay? Giving is a part of life. I don't care what you're involved in, business, relationship, when you go into any of those things, okay, that we value, that all of us value in life, you go there to give. You go there to give with no expectation, because when you get stuck on your expectations and somebody falls short of your expectations, then you're disappointed. And then now you're disappointed on top of the fact that you don't have a sense of responsibility. And that's a double dose of punishment for yourself. That's double dose of suffering in life. Because let me tell you something. The beauty of life comes from being happy from the inside out. When you have to seek happiness from outside, the problem is that it's always going to fall short. And the same thing is applicable in business, my friend. The same thing is applicable when you come into the business environment, you give. This is called return on investment for a reason, because there must be some kind of investment. It's not always monetary, but there must be some kind of investment up front. Either you like it or not, it's going to happen. It's just that when you do it involuntarily, in other words, it got snatched away from you because that's just the way the universe works, you're disappointed, you have no sense of responsibility, and then you're stuck. But when you give, when you deliberately say, I'm going to give, I'm going into my relationship to give, I'm going into this business to go give, I'm going to give into this marketplace, okay? I'm going to start by investing something first, investing time, and yes, possibly money. When you lead with that, understanding that in this life, it's give. It's not give and take. Okay, I have another video you can search for. You can search for all that I've been talking about give and take and how it's complete bullshit, okay? It's not about give and take. When you get stuck on give and take, that's that expectation mindset. And what's going to happen is you're going to be disappointed, right? Sometimes you will get, okay? You will give and you will get from other people. Not necessarily take, you will get from other people. But you want to know how to take. The ultimate way to take in life and business and relationship, the ultimate way to take is to give. Outgive, outwork, outgive into the marketplace. Outgive your competition into the marketplace. Outgive your partner into your relationship. That's how you take. It's wisdom. Okay, it's wisdom. Okay, so in other words, sometimes when you know things fall short, I understand that there's better coming. It just means there's much more better coming. But if you lose your cool, what's gonna happen is that you're gonna act out, and then everything is gonna get destroyed. And then when you act out, it's automatically from the sense of from the lack of sense of responsibility, okay? By pointing fingers, say, it's this person's fault, it's this thing's fault, it's because of this, right? So anytime you watch videos on the internet and you see no startup fee, no, it's actually something you should run from, okay? Because if you're leading with the mindset that you don't want to give first, you're probably going to fail. You might as well just stop, okay? You might as well just stop because, again, it's not about the money. It's not about what you're giving. It's about that lack of sense of responsibility, okay? And that's wisdom, okay? So if you want to learn how to tick, 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 tick in this world, and you want to tick much more, right? The ultimate way to do it is to give. You just keep giving. You know, a lot of people think that's like that's some kind of spiritual talk. It's not. It's real life. It's everything. It's everything you stand for. It's everything you've ever believed in. So when you're looking for a legitimate work from home, think about what you can give. That's how you find the right legitimate work from home job. So now you got to be able to give and give and give and give, right? But that means you got to have some passion too. Because if you don't have passion for the end goal, okay? Sometimes people misconstrue passion for the now to passion for the end goal. First of all, identify what your end goal is. Identify whatever the hell that is. What is your end goal? What would you like to accomplish? What is it 5, 10, 20 years from now that you will love to have? That passion, right? There's a path that you need to take to get there, right? That journey is, in order to build passion for that journey, you must attach your passion to the end goal. Because if you attach your passion to how you feel right now, you're gonna miss the road. Because if it was that easy for everyone, everybody would be happy with their life, their business, their lifestyle, their relationship, their business, everything. Everybody would be happy. But in reality, most people are not happy because they don't have a sense of responsibility. Okay? And that, again, that's connected to an end goal. An end goal could be 5 years from now, it could be the end of this year. Okay? It could be in milestones, right? You attach your passion to that. If you have passion, then if that end goal is something that makes you cry, that something is a why that makes you cry. Some people call it why. In the traditional MLM or marketing world, they call it the whys. If it doesn't make you cry, the end goal, not now, the end goal, if that does not, like the picture of that in your head, like how it plays out, your fairy tale world, right? If that, when it's playing out in your head, if that doesn't make you cry, you're gonna lose your way. You're gonna lose your way because I promise you, there's gonna be obstacles, there's gonna be challenges, right? And you will feel like you're breaking yourself. You will feel like it's the end of the world. You will feel like you should shut everything down. As a matter of fact, some people in this kind of mood will be suicidal, but it's usually because they have no connection to an end goal. They don't have a lack of sense of responsibility in their own journey, in their path to their destination. Plus, there's a big disconnect between them and an end goal that makes them cry for joy. Okay? That makes them cry for joy. What does that look like when you start a legitimate work from home that makes sense 20 years from now when it's time for you to start thinking of retirement? What does that feel like? Does that feel like, wow, this is lifestyle. You're living on the beach. You're using any cars you want. You can live anywhere you want. You have the house of your dream, the home of your dreams, right? You're able to take care of your grandchildren. You're able to send your grandchildren through college without them getting into school loans, into crazy loans, into crazy credit rate, interest rate loans, and things like that. That pretty much put people in more holes and more holes and more holes. Right? What does that look like? See, most people, when again back to the dead and the living money, most people are thinking about how to make dead money today. Dead money is the money you make. Dead money can be a stepping stone, but it must not be where you settle. You must always be looking for living money. That means money that's coming in either you're sick or you're tired or you don't want to work or you go to vacation. Money that keeps coming in, that's living money. So when you're looking for your next legitimate work from home, make sure you're looking for living money. Make sure it, at the very minimum, is just a stepping stone to the living money, because that's the end goal. That's the end goal. Living money, either you wake up, before I woke out of bed this morning, money already came in. But I'm going to be very honest with you. That money is not enough. It's not enough yet. So I have to keep working, okay? I have to keep working. That money is not enough, but I know I've tasted living money. As a matter of fact, I've made my living over the past 12 months alone off of living money. Not only that, I've paid other people's bills off of living money without having to go to a day job, okay? But I found myself in situations where as life happens, I've had to go put some things, a few things together to make it happen as a stepping stone to even more living money. Listen, I'm not saying dead money is bad. I'm saying when you settle for that, it's very, very bad. You may not see that right now. Maybe it's going to take you 5, 10, maybe it's going to take when you're 50 years old and you look back and you're like, what have I done with my life? And again, the mindset is applicable everywhere in life. Life, relationship, business. You have to, if you want living money, you have to lead always with give, give, give. You have to give. You have to give. You got to stop searching for things like no startup fee. You got to just look for your passion. What is it that you're passionate about? What makes you tick? What is it that you're passionate when you give to other people? It just makes your blood boils in a joyful way, right? What is it that you have like that, that you start feeling that thing on your chest when you do it for other people, right? That thing is where you can make living money from, okay? It's nothing wrong with making a living money from your passion. You do that, you build a team around that, and you continue to do it en masse, you will make living money, and your money will not be dependent on how much time you spend on a job. Okay? So that's what I have for you. Hopefully this really sunk in. I was really speaking from the heart this morning to you. I know you're looking for legitimate work from home, but please look for living money. Find your end goal, okay? Find your end goal. Detach yourself from the feeling of obstacles and challenges. They will come. The difference between the winners and the losers are the losers get stuck on the challenges, the feel of the challenges and the obstacles. They get stuck there. They feel like it's the end of the world because of the moment in time. Yes, it can be tough. That's why it's absolutely worth it, because an average person, the bottom 97%, will not get through it. Will not get through, but you, top 3% in the world, will get through it. You'll thrive, and because you took the time to learn it, to master it, and get through it, because you did that, the reward is so much more. It's just much more, and that, and plus more. So be patient with yourself. Focus on living money. Focus on the end goal, 5, 10, 20 years from now, and detach yourself from the feeling like a deadbeat, feeling like a failure from the obstacles and challenges of the now. Everything that's happening now, it doesn't matter, okay? It really doesn't, unless you say it matters. If you say it matters, I cannot argue with you, I'm sorry. Okay? Because whatever you say, if you think you're right, you're right. If you think that it doesn't matter, absolutely. But I'm encouraging you to know that it doesn't matter. It's all about looking at the glass of water, half glass full, as opposed to looking at the half glass empty. Your perception about everything in life is everything. Do you understand what I'm saying? So you gotta start the mind. Again, this video is probably more about mindset more than it is about looking for a legitimate work from home job. But I promise you, it's 100% attached to it. It's 100% about the same thing, everything in life, to be honest with you. Focus on living money. Focus on living money. Become the top 3% of the people in the world. We need you. The rest of the people are going to be the rest of the people. Sometimes you can't do anything about that. It's just what it is. The bottom 97% is somebody that's destined to be a bottom 97%, and there's nothing you and I can do about it. But sometimes God puts you and I, the top 3%, in their lives to make everything balance out, and there are rewards, big rewards for you if you choose to be in the top 3% of the world. So when you're looking for, again, when you're looking for a legitimate work from home job, I have a perfect one for you. When you decide to register for my free class, olatalks.com. In the free class, you're going to learn how to generate free leads, free traffic for your business, endless signups in your business effortlessly, even while you're sleeping, while you're snoozing, right? You learn that in the free class. But the first one of the first three first bonuses that I give you when you decide to register for the free class is access to my own personal legitimate work from home opportunity. It makes me $5,000 to $10,000 per month, hands off. And I mean that, hands off. I don't do anything, hands off. All the work is done for me, okay? And you can leverage the same system to do that. So that's what I have for you. If you enjoy this video and you love it, and I know you did, give me a thumbs up. If you have family, friends, team members that will benefit from watching the video, share with them. Click the share button, share with your social media network and everything. And more importantly, subscribe. Subscribe okay, because I release videos like this from time to time. Most importantly, okay, click the bell right next to the subscribe button so you get a notification every time I release a new video. Most importantly, reserve a seat in a free class. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. I will see you on the next one, and peace.